I saw an interview of a former CIA operative lamenting the fact that AI is allowing people to bypass central control over information. And this CIA operative said that it's very unfortunate that AI can spread disinformation. Now, what is disinformation? That's anything the CIA doesn't control, right? So it doesn't matter if it's true or not. If it's not controlled by the central authorities, it's labeled disinformation or misinformation. And all these new laws in Europe and in Australia and New Zealand that are all about censoring speech, you have to shut everything down that we don't control. It's not about ending misinformation. It's about maintaining control over every narrative. They can't allow freedom of speech because when they roll out the big robot extermination agenda or the next pandemic or World War III or the next false flag attack, they need to be able to control the narrative, you know, to keep everybody in line. That's what it's all about. It's controlling the narratives. And that's why anybody who tells the truth is so heavily censored and deplatformed and smeared and attacked by the establishment. And that's also why it's critical to use the platforms that are decentralized. Alternative media or our platforms like Brighteon.ai, our AI engine that is not censored at all. Or Brighteon.com, our video site, or Brighteon.social. Use these sites to bypass central control. That's the only way you'll ever be free. Because it's very, very clear what they're doing now. It's very clear. They're clamping down on freedom while they are ramping up the mass extermination of humanity. Now, in order to kill off humans effectively, the globalists have to make sure that humans don't fight back. If they meet resistance, well, that's a problem for them. So they need to do it covertly. They need to convince you to kill yourself off, in effect. How do they do that? Well, vaccines, depopulation bioweapons, pesticides, chemtrails, destruction of the family, you know, LGBT lifestyles, mutilation of the genitalia of children to make sure they can't reproduce, etc. So it's about depopulation through multiple vectors, killing people off, causing infertility, promoting abortion, etc. But they need to make sure that you think it's your decision, that you think you are empowered. It's your choice. You hear these women celebrating their abortion. It's my choice. My body, my choice. I got an abortion and I love it. I got 17 abortions, you know, whatever. They're bragging about it online. It's sick. But they've been tricked into thinking that murdering their own children is an expression of personal liberty. Isn't that amazing? Same thing right now. You see a lot of people on social media posting videos mocking RFK Jr. by going out and getting multiple vaccine jabs all at once, doing it on camera, and then basically saying, F you, RFK, I just got a bunch of vaccines. See, you see how clever that is in terms of actually convincing people to kill themselves? Make it seem like empowerment. Make it seem like, oh, you're strong. You're a strong woman. You're rising up against RFK's tyranny. That's right. You go, girl. You go get more jabs. You take 20 jabs. Take 100 jabs. Yeah, more power to you, girl. Like, that's the attitude. And of course, it's completely insane. But, I mean, guess what? The globalists are running very clever depopulation agendas that try to convince you to kill yourself. So, you might have the question, well, what else can they do to convince people to kill themselves off? Well, another one is the old let's merge with the machines agenda or transhumanism. They're going to make life on Earth so painful, so expensive, so difficult that they're going to then offer people to upload your mind to a machine. And they're going to try to convince you that that's the new you, that you've been copied to a machine. And now you can live cheaply. You don't have to pay rent. You don't have to buy groceries. You don't have to take a shower because now you're living in your digital version of yourself is what's living in the machine. and you can live forever. You will achieve immortality, they'll say. All you got to do is line up for this procedure. What's the procedure? Well, you know, we scan your brain, then we kill you, basically. And people will line up for that. That's the thing. It's another trick to trick you into self-extermination. Remember, the agenda is global depopulation, but they can't have people fighting back. So they can't force you at gunpoint to line up and, you know, stick yourself in a gas chamber or stick your head in a guillotine or something like that. Well, they have to trick you into it. Oh, here, you're going to live forever. And the word for all this is seduction. So people will be seduced into these decisions of self-destruction because they'll be offered something in return. Oh, you'll get immortality if you just, you know, agree to this procedure that ends your biological life but makes you live forever. Or here, take this vaccine. They'll say you need the vaccine so that you don't die. But in reality, the vaccine is to make sure that you do die. All on purpose, obviously. Or they'll say, oh, here, you need this prescription medication for your brain to work correctly. Yeah, because your brain chemistry is all whacked. You need this drug. And then they don't tell you, oh, that drug also causes suicidal thoughts, ideation, violence, early deaths, etc. You see, it's always a trick. So they hold out a carrot and they try to seduce you into something that will end your life. It's all part of the depopulation agenda. So think about also the push to eat crickets. This is the same thing. They want you to eat crickets, but not eat beef, because beef is actually nourishing, and saturated animal fats actually have a very important nutritional role to play in human health in moderation, you know, in balance. Of course, you need lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and superfoods, etc., but a certain amount of beef actually is nourishing to the body, provides energy, provides protein and saturated fats, etc., and also iron, you know, and other things. So they want to convince you to eat crickets, but they'll give you an excuse, an incentive. Say, oh, well, it's saving the earth. We have to save the earth from cow farts. So that's why you need to eat more crickets. But if you subsist on crickets, you're going to be malnourished. You'll die from malnourishment eventually if you don't balance your diet in other ways. And again, that's all part of the depopulation agenda. And if you're going to have children, if you're a woman and you're living on cricket protein, you're also getting all the cricket chitin, which is interfering with the absorption of other critical nutrients, including fat-soluble vitamins that are necessary for, you know, the health of your unborn child, things like vitamin E, for example, and other fat-soluble carotenoids. So you're going to be totally deficient. You're going to have sickly mutant babies who are probably incapable of reproducing themselves. And that's all by design. Here, eat crickets. It's good for the planet. Actually, it's good for depopulation. You see? Every one of these agendas has the same end goal, and that's extermination of human populations, but they're all packaged as seductive benefits to try to appeal to your good nature or your self-survival tendencies. But it's all deception. You are living in a world of mass deception and delusion, and it's a world with an anti-human, anti-Christ agenda. And you may have fallen for some of these yourself. I know that over the years, I have initially fallen for some of these agendas as well. And then only later did I come to realize, although this process has become more rapid, I'm much better at detecting the fake agendas now than before. But, you know, eventually I would realize, wait a second, this whole thing is false. You know, like climate change. You know, at first, the climate change agenda, it sounds really great. It's like, oh, we want to be good people. You know, Al Gore was out there giving speeches. This is, you know, 20 plus years ago, giving speeches. Oh, humanity's bad for the planet. We've been producing too much carbon, and the carbon is going to cause the greenhouse effect. And then the whole world's going to heat up. And he said by the year 2010, we'll all be underwater, you know, or certain areas will be underwater. It was all a lie, obviously. By the year 2010, all the ice caps will melt. Total lie. Didn't happen. but it was compelling and it appealed to your good nature. You're like, I want to be a good person. I'm a good person. I want to help the planet. You know, I don't want to do something bad for the planet because I'm a good person. So it was this identity, like self-identifying as a good person. That was the seduction. Well, if you're a good person, then you're going to oppose human populations and the human use of energy, and you're going to oppose fossil fuels because they produce carbon. Yeah, it turns out they don't actually produce any carbon at all. The carbon's already there. They just recirculate it. You could call it carbon recycling, actually, or you could just call it the carbon cycle. So fossil fuels do not create carbon, in case you're wondering. It's all a lie. They say, oh, fossil fuels produce carbon. No, they don't. Carbon's already there. That's why they're called hydrocarbons, because the carbon's already there. So basically, we're taking carbon that's been underground and then putting it into the atmosphere where it functions as plant food. It's good for rainforests. It's good for food crops. It's good for grasslands. It's good for deserts to try to regreen them. It's good for humans. It's good for animals. It's good for chickens and everything. So all we're doing is freeing the carbon to make it available to life on planet Earth. But Al Gore said that was bad, and a lot of people were totally convinced that that was completely bad, to free carbon and to recycle carbon into the atmosphere. And that's why even to this day, a lot of people who are otherwise intelligent will say, oh, we have to support decarbonization. They use that term a lot. Decarbonization is necessary, they say. Well, we're made of carbon, you know? Carbon dioxide is plant food. It's made of carbon and oxygen. I mean, all the food crops are made of carbon. All the trees are made of carbon. If you want to decarbonize, you're talking about destroying all life on planet Earth, aren't you? Yep. And that's their goal, is to destroy all life on planet Earth and convince you to kill yourself by running these clever schemes. And here's another example. In some states, the power company is going to be able to take control of your thermostat and shut off your heat in the winter if there's too much demand, or shut off your air conditioning in the summer if there's too much demand. This is all designed to kill you, especially the elderly. You know, people with, quote, pre-existing conditions are also more fragile. And that's also who the mRNA vaccines are still allowed for, people who have pre-existing conditions. In other words, we're going to jab the most vulnerable to make sure they are killed first, because they're the ones on disability and Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security benefits, etc. So that's who's being killed off first with the vaccines, you know, high priority kill shots. But when the power companies control your thermostat, you know, they're just going to turn it off in the middle of the winter when you're freezing to death, you're running too many space heaters, and they can detect that with their smart meters and everything. And they realize, hey, you're using too much power. It's time to turn that off. So they turn it off, and then, you know, you're freezing to death because maybe you didn't plan to have sub-zero temperatures inside your house, you know, so you don't have the right sleeping bags or whatever. Doing the best you can, some elderly will just freeze to death in the middle of the night. That's more depopulation. It's right on cue. It's exactly what they were hoping for, you see. So all of this is related to depopulation. They always try to trick you. So the number one thing that's important for you is to be a skeptical thinker. Make sure that you don't believe anything from any government ever. They always lie. Don't believe anything from any authority. They lie. They misrepresent. Don't automatically believe anything from a science paper, even. It might be true. It might not be true. They might have fudged the data. They do it all the time. Don't automatically believe anything. Think for yourself. And if you want a research tool that helps you check everything, use our free AI engine. It's at brighteon.ai. Just go there, brighteon.ai, type that into your browser, you know, your URL line at the top, and just go to brighteon.ai. You can ask Enoch anything you want. It's free to use, and, you know, it works great. And it'll answer your questions about climate, about vaccines, about depopulation agendas, everything. It's the perfect AI engine, and we built it that way on purpose. So check it out at brighteon.ai. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for supporting us. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com, because we use your support to help build these multi-million dollar tools that we give away for free, like our AI engine, etc. So thank you for your support. Get informed, be safe. You'll make it through all this. Not everybody will, but you will. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Clean hydration starts here. Our lab-verified electrolyte drops deliver key minerals your body needs. Sourced from Utah's Great Salt Lake with no junk added. Fuel your day at healthrangerstore.com.